Jim, could you give me a little bit of an overview of the type of tailings that you're dealing with at Syncrude?
So they're basically the tailings that we have at Syncrude are coarse tailings and fine tailings. And the fine tailings are the result of the extraction process where the fine clays are dispersed and run out into the tailings ponds.
You've been experimenting with some new technology, something called TREMI, as a way of dealing with some of the tailings. What is TREMI technology?
TREMI technology comes from the concrete industry, where you place slurry-type material at the bottom of a body of water to basically make piles underwater. We've adapted that technology to place our composite tailings underwater so that it doesn't segregate, and we can build our landforms from the bottom of the tailings pond to the top.
Well, how would that actually work? Can you go into a little bit more detail for me, please?
The TREMI device actually reduces the discharge energy so that the fines don't disperse back into the tailings pond, and they're kept in the structure that is combined with the sand particles.
And what's the advantage for you?
It certainly allows faster reclamation. The historical method would have been to move the water out of the tailings pond first and then fill it basically from the bottom up using a more dry technology.
So you're actually doing this under the water. Is there any displacement of water at all?
Yeah, the water that's displaced goes back to our recycled water system where we warm it up and use it in the extraction system again. The end result is that we can speed up the reclamation of a tailings pond by 10 to 15 years using this technology.
The landform that you're building under the water by building up with the tailings composite material, is it environmentally safe?
It's a stable landform, and once it gets proud of the water, it will basically be capped and treed and planted with terrestrial material.
What made you move in this direction?
We're always looking for additional technologies to help our planners so that they can have more tools in their tool chest to address specific situations that they may arise in the future.
When you were doing your experiments, how did you actually set that up? What were you comparing and what sort of adaptations did you have to make?
So in the oil sands industry, everything's about scale. So you can imagine, like I mentioned earlier, it's more of a technology that's used in the concrete industry. And those are pretty small devices, maybe 4 to 6 inches. The devices that we're talking about here are in the 30-inch type range. So scale was a big challenge to overcome.
And did you compare different sizes?
We compared a couple of different technologies, and we found that as long as they meet a few key criteria, they all perform very similar.
Now, I understand the one that you've chosen to use is a smaller size. Why is that?
Well, you can imagine moving this type of device out on tailings ponds is kind of challenging. The larger ones tend to require bigger equipment, bigger boats, so obviously made logic and good sense to go with smaller devices.
Does this also give you a cost saving?
Well, the fact that we don't have to relocate the fluid over a 10 to 15 year period prior to building this landform certainly has the benefit of advancing reclamation, which is always better.
How long then might it take to build up this landform compared to what you were doing before? You said several years.
Prior to this, the entire cycle might have been something like 30 years. Now we're talking probably a 15-year time frame before the landform is constructed.
How does this TREMI technology then fit in with all the other methods that you're using in order to deal with the composite tailings and other forms of tailings?
We're always looking for new technologies to add to the suite of technologies that we're currently using to address tailings. And what the TREMI does is it allows us to use the CT technology in many different applications than we would have otherwise been able to.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.